Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is Monday, January 19th, 2015. It is 7:05 a.m. in Los Angeles, California time. Little trouble logging in this morning. Not quite sure why, but I kept trying and trying, and it just kept saying, connecting, and I'm not sure what was going on there. But anyway, just would like to tell everybody good morning and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So it is a national day today right here in the USA. So if you are, you know, a government worker, if you are a school teacher, remember no school today, no mail today, banks are closed today. Let's see, all financial institutions, I shouldn't say all, but I believe most financial institutions like escrow and banks and things like that, stock market are all closed. So I hope that you realize, hey, not too much traffic out there on the freeway. So that's a good thing. It's also a good thing to remember the great Martin Luther King, and there are different Martin Luther King parades around the country and different Martin Luther King events going on this weekend, past weekend, and today. So we have to say Martin Luther King Jr., thank you so much for contributing everything that you did to make the United States and the world a much better place. You fought for equality. You fought for peace. And you suffered the ultimate consequence for it, but you gave everything from your heart and soul so that everybody in the United States of America can have an equal voice and equal rights. So God bless you, and I know you're up in heaven looking down. All right, everyone. So however you want to celebrate your Martin Luther King Day, you do your thing, but be sure and tell the man thank you for helping make the world a better place. Okay, everybody, so what did you do this weekend? Did you go to the movies? If you went to one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one this weekend, look at this. This weekend, number one, American Sniper, directed by Clint Eastwood. He is so sexy. And starring Bradley Cooper, and he ain't no chopped liver himself. Anyway, number one this weekend. Last week, this movie, American Sniper, was number 21. Talk about a 20-jump leap. How about that? Anyway, American Sniper, based on a true story. You know, I was reading about this movie, and I was reading about the wife of the sniper and everything, and then when I got all the way to the end of the article, you know, they gave the ending, and I don't want to give the ending, but I thought, oh, so now I know how it's going to end. Bummer. But anyway, American Sniper, I hear it's a brilliant, brilliant movie, and I will be seeing it this week. Anyway, this weekend made over $90 million. Remember, all these are just estimations. If I'm wrong, sorry. These are just estimations. Go with the flow. And these are right here in the United States. Does it include the UK, Japan, Germany, Russia, nothing like that. It's all right here in the USA. Number two, The Wedding Ringer, of course, that is the Kevin Hart movie, What a Funny Man. And you know what? Everything Kevin Hart touches, he's always in the top 10. One of his films, a really, really funny African-American comedian there. Anyway, that one made over $20 million, not bad at all. Number three, great kid-friendly film, Paddington. Remember the little bear and the little raincoat? Funny, funny, funny here. Made over $19 million. Number four, Taken 3. That one stars Liam Neeson there. That one made over $14 million. Number five, Selma. That one stars Tula, Oprah Winfrey. And made just about $8.5 million there. Not bad at all. Number six, The Imitation Game. And that one made a little bit over $7 million. Number seven, Into the Woods, starring Meryl Streep. You can't go wrong with her. That one made a little bit over $6.5 million there. Number eight, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. Of course, one of the stars of that, film stars Ian McKellen, made just about $5 million. Number five, Unbroken. Of course, that is based on a true story, and it is directed by actress and, you know, director and pilot and mom and world humanitarian and just a super cool lady. Can you tell I really love her? Angelina Jolie. And that one made a little bit over $4 million there. Now, it was nine this week, but last week it was number five. Number 10, Black Cat, and that one stars Chris Hemsworth, and that one made a little bit over $4 million. This is first week in the top 10, so not bad at all right there. So if you saw one of those top 10 movies, hope you enjoyed your popcorn and your soda, and as they say, you were right there in the loop with everybody else. All right, moving on to some fun Hollywood gossip. I'm just going to say allegedly, allegedly, allegedly to all these stories. Okay, so if I'm wrong, what can I say? But it's just fun. Nothing too heavy here. All right, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Interesting. Are they together? Aren't they together? Well, all I'm going to say is it looks like they're back together. So you know what? What else is new? Always, every other week, every other week. But you know what? Aren't they a fun couple to watch? She's gorgeous. He's still, you know, extremely talented. Always in a little trouble here and there, you know, for going too fast in the street with his car, or, you know, little things. You know, he's just, they're both just kids. So anyway, all I can say is they're an adorable couple, and Justin Bieber is adorable. No more tattoos, Justin Bieber. You've got enough tattoos, so that I have to say. So, all right. Okay, and let's see. Who else are we going to talk about? Now, this is, I thought this was kind of interesting. We talked about it again. But, of course, Beyonce, is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? You know what? Still all these rumors going around. It's all over the Internet. Again, I saw it on other gossip shows. Is she pregnant? I don't know. I really, really, really don't know. Moving on to actor Bill Cosby. Now, this is interesting. Now, we all know that, you know, actor Bill Cosby is a great actor, great comedian. Of course, he starred on The Cosby Show and really related show. Anyway, he says that, hey, he's not going to give up his career. He's going to keep marching, and he's just going to keep doing his thing. And I thought that was an interesting statement. You know, he is loved by many, but he has been accused by several women, you know, hey, not being on the up and up. So I'm just going to leave it there. But anyway, Felicia Rashad, she came out. And again, she said that statement that she did not say that these women were lying. What she really said was that, you know, she's a friend of Bill Cosby and he's a good person. But she did not, as they tried to say in some of the tabloids, she did not in any way or form say anything negative about the women that are accusing him. And that was just all a bunch of hype. And I think a lot of people were talking about that, but it was just all a bunch of hype. If you read her full quote and her full story, she did not put down the women that accused him, but she did stand by her friend. And you know what? That's fair. I can certainly understand that. All right, moving on to, actually, we're just about out of time. I did not get to go to the Critics' Choice Awards, so we'll get those next week and talk about that because that was a lot of fun. But everybody making a great Martin Luther King Day. Be safe, be happy, and much peace. And, you know, God bless you. If you don't believe in God, then pray to positive power. All right, and this is Lynn Burnett. I'll talk to you next Monday morning on time if I can log in correctly. All right. Bye-bye.